Rokhan jese zong bhajan lu zombe jube jude yengen dam Jarve yabdo jorjan jarse zoro mawe zingi dhimi lo dhiro Rokhan zong mendra dambe zu rimye lanja lo vare dhima Dijin kuji dheva dhinze ba yonze lama jibar jela Lai Gedan Lodan Nijinge Drom Dadan Miye Genan Ruo Genje Drake Jezan Ba Tanje Gedo Dake Jutan Do Ola Sota Ruo Nam Kanta Danyan Bishim Jin Tamje Jutan Do Sikhi Ni Jinta Lemane Bayan Tapa Zobe Sanje Jikomba Rambo Jidubarza Te Iche Da Tampe Chula Chusan Gomsum Jutumbar Jeo Nyambe
So it is for the sake of sentient beings, countless in number as space is limitless in extent, that the aim of accomplishing complete and perfect Buddhahood, which transcends the extremes of mere samsaric conditioned existence and nirvanic pacification, is to be accomplished. And it is in order to do this that one exerts oneself in listening, reflecting, and meditating on genuine teachings. So with this as the aim and procedure in mind, Rinpoche asks us to begin by developing the resolve towards enlightenment, the precious bodhicitta.
Loma. Nanjurma, Loma Nanjurma ye yore, Loma Nanjurma ye nani, Tene chigla sale wo sigre. Sale wo je song tike 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 lotikwi.
So the great yogi Milarepa had among his disciples a yogini. There were, in fact, four yoginis as his disciples, and one of these was named Saleu, and Srimache will briefly explain a song of hers.
The song de re, Malare Pala. Salevo rang nyamyong nyamyong tokpa nyamyong parvare kupare.
So this song, which was sung by the disciple Saleu, was sung to Milarepa as an expression of offering of her experience and realization.
Then sen na so charve na wa. De Juma Tower Mo Tepe Rikpa Chuni Madangyar Sumbare.
These appearances looking like various outer things, having been laid bare as being illusion-like, awareness meets its mother, phenomena's nature.
Natso Charva Nama the Kare Sana. Zogdra te ro reza reza la sopare na so char se na zogdra te ro re re la ya tenin char sur manda ba na zogdra te ro re re la ya tenin na ma manda ba yo re ti se na na so char be se na so char be na ma so pare na so je na wa.
So what are being referred to in this song as appearances looking like various outer things, it refers to forms, sounds, tastes, smells, and tactile sensations, and through the interplay of these, then the arising of all the variety of appearances.
Then, Sena Sonja, now and this song, but ndepa ta maung ba tso ma re de so ya te ta tar jena wa de so ma re.
So by saying these appearances, she is not referring to appearances which happened in the past or thinking of those that will come in the future, but she is referring to the appearances of the present moment.
Tene nanjor je wam sok malare pe tatar je nan so tatar je na so je na wa de na yin tong ba tong yin na wa nan dong ye me ba juma tabur ngo te palatin te tene na wa juma tabur tok pa sa ma yin ba na wa juma tabur to te tene rang ke sem je ne lo repa chuni je ma thang yang yar song sem je ne lo yang do song song ba re.
So then Milarepa had pointed out to his disciple that these various appearances of the present moment are appearance and emptiness, emptiness and appearance. While appearing, they are empty. While being empty, they appear. And through Milarepa's having laid bare this appearance and emptiness nature of the appearances, then the awareness of the awareness of the nature of phenomena is able to take place directly. So through understanding the delusory character of the appearances, the awareness comes to realize the nature of phenomena.
Rigpa Sikyu Te Ta Zungze Nyi Ji Tongpe Semche Zungze Nyi Ji Tongpe Semche Ne Lo Vaisar Te Rigpa Re.
So what is meant by the term awareness used here? It is the clear light nature of the mind, empty of the describing this awareness, it could also be described as being the inseparability of clarity and emptiness.
Tene rikpa sejite rikpa layang nyung me khipa yang sigre semje ne lok tela nyung me khipa ta thamar ji khipa yang sigre.
So this awareness could also be called natural consciousness or ordinary consciousness.
Nyungme khepa tan thamar ji khepa sigete semje ne lok zopju len de pa la nyungme khepa yang sigre tanda thamar ji khepa yang sigre.
So this the awareness left in itself completely without contrivance can be referred to as natural consciousness or ordinary mind.
Ta tan dan dor dona ta tar se na wa ta tar je se na wa de juma ta bar tok pa la te de te na ng na sem jang de bar me pa to te te ne sem je ne lok tok pa chi.
Te na ng sem
sir je na wa juma ta bar to tokpa la ten te kha se te je sem jang den bar me ba to tene sem je ne lo go sar ma sum to tok te.
So it is through or based on understanding or realizing that these present outer appearances are illusion like that the clear light nature of the mind is realized.
Tene chunye nam je je ke pata to na nambar ma do pe yi ki ngo de che pare chunye ngo som do tok pe nambar ma do pe yi ki ngo de che pare.
So in terms of the text which we are studying, which is the text distinguishing phenomena and the nature of phenomena, this awareness that is being referred to is the is the non-conceptual original knowledge directly manifesting, the non-conceptual primordial wisdom directly manifesting. It is the it is that which is empty of dualism, the nature of phenomena empty of dualism directly manifesting. So the next two lines of the verse say then, and then this miracle show of the writhing mind dissolves in itself like the waves of the ocean brine.
Same chom tor sijitin di kap je same je ne lo wo sa re nam to gen jo wa ma da ba nam se wo sa ji chom tor re chom tor te same je ne lo ngun sun to to ba kap so jam chu balap jam so la tham ba na yi de ne wo sa ji ngan da tham ba ki ja.
So then in the phrase used here, the writhing mind or the mind in motion, refers to the motion of the mind in concepts, the motion of the creation of all sorts of various concepts is being referred to here as the writhing mind or the mind in motion, and it's the miracle show of the production of all of these concepts out of the clear light nature. So the manifestation of various conceptual forms out of the clear light nature of the mind, when directly, when its clear light nature is directly realized, then this activity dissolves into itself like the waves of an ocean.
Salevundi song de chunyi namji ji ki tsor tang jan na chunyi namji tang jan na se se na so na charwa na wan de joma ta bur ngo te be ki ba kap so te ne chuchin kun zop je tur tsor tem bare ra ba chuchin kun zop je tur tsor tem bare chunyi namji da to na.
So if one then relates this song of Saleu to the teachings as given in the text distinguishing the nature of phenomena, then what she is referring to as the laying bare of all of these appearances looking like outer things to be actually illusion-like, this corresponds to the teaching in the Maitreya text stating the way in which on a relative level the mind becomes confused.
Nama ten char gubu jun sinti, jeva toma mepe, ninanga pakyaka topje, tene nama, ninanga pakyaka topje, ninang charkin, tene tela dembrekin or somewhere.
So the
pakyaka topje nama, right? Chininam jitan tuna, tanda ninang, ninanga nama de jumatabare.
So if we relate this then to the teachings in the text distinguishing the nature of phenomena, it points out there that this appearance, the dualistic appearance, is illusion-like, and it arises due to the habitual tendencies in the mind In arising then is taken as being truly existent, and in this way the mind becomes deluded. So just as the order in which the teachings are presented in the text distinguishing the nature of phenomena is presented the way in which the mind is deluded with respect to the dualistic appearance, and then on the basis of that is able to present the way in which one could realize the nature of phenomena free of that dualistic delusion. So similarly, in the song of the yogini, she is first presenting the that based on the oral instructions of her lama, which laid bare the appearances of things which seem to be outer objects as merely being illusory, then based on that, the awareness is able to come into direct contact with or meet its mother, the nature of phenomena.
Tene jowa semji chomtor te jamchu lab ye ran sar tem ki be kap so tene nenger tempare nenger tempare chini nam ji tan to na nenger tempare
So we've also heard presented in this text distinguishing the nature of phenomena the teaching regarding transformation. And the last two lines of the song stating the and then this miracle show of the writhing mind dissolves in itself like the waves of the ocean brine. This is describing the transformation.
Semje nelok chuni ngonsom to tokpa la tin te tene thunang thunang ka nam do yeng su no thunang ki nam do yeng su no te hoesar je nama hoesar je nama kyar ba kap su tene ne jur bare
yes
Semji nelok chuni ngon som to top top ji semji nelok ngon som to to te chuwe ngon som to churpe churpe thunang yeng sun na pakap so tene ne ji to pare
it is through this So we have, on the one hand, the concepts associated with deluded appearance, and through the direct realization of the, the basis for the transformation, that is being talked about, is the nature of the mind, which is the nature of phenomena. And it is through this, the concepts associated with this, the deluded appearances, through these subsiding into the nature of the mind, that one comes to realize that nature which is free of deluded appearance, or empty of deluded appearance. Through this, on the one hand, the dissolving or subsiding of the conceptual activity related to deluded appearance, and on the other hand, through that dissolution, then the appearance of the clear light nature, free or empty of deluded appearance, that one accomplishes or undergoes the transformation. So then the Yogini Salehu has presented this in the form of that it is through the awareness coming into direct realization of its mother, nature, the clear light nature, that the concepts associated with dualistic delusion, then like the waves of an ocean dissolving into themselves, these dualistic concepts dissolve into the nature of the mind, in this way accomplishing the transformation. So another way of expressing this would be that it is through the various concepts of associated with deluded appearance, subsiding into the nature of mind through the direct realization of the clear light nature, that the transformation occurs. And so having undergone that transformation, then out of this clear light nature appears the bodies of the Idam and inconceivable manifold, the entire inconceivable manifold of pure appearances. And this is what is being referred to as the accomplishment of transformation. And in the text distinguishing the nature of phenomena, there is an expanded and very detailed explanation of this transformation in terms of its essence, the materials which are transformed, and so on. In all 10 points are dealt with.
Tene tanda sale woje song songor teleyang ne jochorte chini namji tang jarna tene heta jachem buta sapu yongre.
So if then we associate this song of Salehu with the way in which the teachings are presented in the text distinguishing the nature of phenomena, then one will get a very extensive and deep going understanding of the teaching. So then Rinpoche today has given the brief explanation of the chief among the primary among the yogini disciples, the four female disciples.
Karesana chunyi namji je nenjur teso tene malare pa la sope nanjur pa ta nanjur me song dang jarna tene ikhira samoyare tisene.
So the reason that Rinpoche has explained it in this way is that it's through associating these teachings as received in connection with the text distinguishing the nature of phenomena, one associates that with the teachings of a yogi like Milarepa and yoginis, then one's understanding becomes very profound. So if you have questions, then please ask them.
Yeah.
The difference between them. Tenirim che kovala lai zukon zukme kamji lai shingam yore
lai ne
lai ne yore teni nejo jesu shingam dang idamji chilkor yore teni di nam ne chepa karere
te nenjon thar simba kap so ranang to ko ta khyangkham je nawa ma to mada be ne da jikti mada ba nawa me pare no je jikti nenjon de khyangkham je nawa ko ta nenjor to pe che nenjon thar simba che nenjor te la ranang da yena ni re ranang to khyangkham je nawa ko ta khyangkham je nawa khyar ba re Then a madabana, your mother Ranang
Ranang Kuna.
Really, Kansati named your Ranang Jagorva.
So in
Nina name, my Jorba Tola, then it comes on Corva Simji, comes on Re, Simji Rava.
Or
Nature Pala, Rangang all the Nature Mado, Yinging all the Nature Marava. Pena Sanji and Rawa the Sanji do Rang Nature Tore. Mada banama tamje se de tapanama hiavare. Goda hinga janama hiare. Ne major basola, so su mada banama de Yoruba. O te so so segore.
So one has to distinguish here between whether the transformation has been undergone or not. So at the time when the transformation has been accomplished, then there is no longer there are no longer things appearing as other. There is only self appearance, and this self arisen appearance is pure appearance. And due to this this pure appearance, what is experienced are the pure domains or the pure realms. Whereas if this transformation has not been undergone, then various sorts of impure appearances are what are experienced.
Pena malam ngo hipa kapso nanjur pada nanjur me tene malam ngo hipa ngo hipa kapso la ta chinkor gomna la ta chinkor to ngo som tu kharna tene madapa nama ga dogote te dogote.
Te dogote. So one could compare this to a yogi or yogini having a dream and recognizing that it is a dream, and in this dream then appearing the appearances of the dream would be the direct appearance of the pure realms. And there would be no impure appearances.
Dona Nenjon Tartupa Tobacabs of San Gebare, San Gebacabso, Marek, Turba Tamje, say, and Ore, Turba Tamje, say, but Tobje, Dene, Danda, Gotta Hengaja Nama, Herbari. Gotta Hengaja Nama Mato, De Mada Banama, my bare, Sanjil.
So for a Buddha, then, this transformation has reached its final perfection. Through that, then, all forms of delusion have been completely eliminated, so that the only appearances are the completely pure appearances of the yidam bodies and the mandalas and so on, there are no impure appearances occurring.
Tene sanjela madapata ninang yo marete ne chorparan sanjela sanjela yo marete ne nya major besim jinje ngola tamba sanjeta tamba tambe chuta tene tenje be gendoin da jeba tene thade to nang re na cho na re.
For a Buddha, then, what appears is this self-arising, pure appearance of the pure domains. But in the eyes of those who have not undergone the transformation and who are still under the influence of dualistic delusion, then there will be impure appearances. For example, they will experience the Buddha as being something different from the teaching that he's giving, and similarly they will distinguish between the teaching and the Sangha, as it were, dividing them up into different sorts of appearances.
Tena ta sanje sanje pakas nenjon thartok thopare sanje rang la na ansor tang durza yinda madab durza la na ansor te ni.
So one has to distinguish between the completion, the way things look when the transformation is completed at the level of Buddhahood, and the way it looks in the eyes of those who are still under delusion. This have to be distinguished carefully. Tini la sang dang wongchuk la sopa trunongi trunong la rale pare trunongi wong le
sangpa wang so koran so lai
re jik tempe la perna sangpa dang wongchuk la di madak madak pe nang we ngor la madak pe nang wa chagi chagi re dak pe nang ma chagi ma re
te ta cho chang pa wa zo le ja je ma re so si che wo tam phak pa ta sang je so na ja je re la ya na so yin ge ro so si che wo la ma da pa tro nang ye re phak pa na la Mada Pantrana Rakpa Yomare, Trava Yore, Sanje Lantrana Yomare. Rava?
Oh, Papa La Trava Trunong Yore.
Papa La, Papa Nala, Sanje Sampa Papa Nala, Trana Rakpa Yomare,
Yomare,
Trava Yore,
Trava Yore.
Trunang Trava Yome, but the Sanje.
Ore.
Then the Ose Gore.
Oh, no, so. So one should make this distinction in relation to. The difference between an ordinary being, a realized being, and a Buddha. One shouldn't relate it to gods like Brahma and Shiva and so on. It's has greater significance to relate it to the fact that for ordinary beings, there's a coarse level of being subject to deluded appearance. For the noble bodhisattvas, those who have the realization, there is no coarse level of deluded appearance, but there is a subtle level of deluded appearance. And for Buddhas, there is no deluded appearance whatsoever. So, like a vision in which the book, yes?
And then one could give an example of the Amalekite experience. Then, how are these experiences? experiences to be understood as stemming from Dharmakaya. Could you please explain?
Tene ime che chu tam che chu ku ne jung no tene tong suk sharwa kap su tene sanje sharwa tong chutem be kap su te long ku re be tene long ku di yong chu ku ne jung ore wa tene chutam she dong long chu le a chuku le zungwa kanre zungere
de chutam che chuku le song se ga re karasana mada bangkor bi chu te mare pe pa kya ka wang ga song zor he ba ra ba mare bangkor bi chu te ku ge la pa kya ja te pa kya ka wang ga song zor he ba re sanje je ku som da sanje ji yin tin ji chu nam
So one doesn't really explain it in terms of all phenomena arising out of the Dharmakaya. All phenomena are described as arising out of the ignorance. So due to the ignorance, then one has the tendency to take dualistic appearance as being true, and that creates a new habitual tendency. So it is out of these habitual tendencies in the all-based consciousness that phenomena appear in this dualistic fashion. Whereas what arises out of the Dharmakaya are all of the various qualities of the Buddha. The qualities as represented through the three kayas all arise out of the Dharmakaya.
This is a chuni namji le chu kunzop tan chuni nyande ni sosor sevate chu kunzop korban thunang de tene bhakya tob je son sor hi batang chuni nyangi len de bate nyangi len de bate chuni tokwal tin de son sor hi be che do ni sevare.
So in this connection one has to distinguish carefully between the that which bears the nature, the phenomena which bears the nature, whose way of becoming deluded is through the dualistic appearance being taken as real, which creates the habitual tendency, and then out of the habitual tendency, then new dualistic appearance arises, and so on. So that's the way in which phenomena occur. And on the other hand, the way in which the nature of phenomena manifests is through directly realizing the non-dual nature. So one has to distinguish these.
Then Sanje Jukola Chetan Korsom Kivare Korsom Te Adonato and Dam Jukotan Konsob Jukonil Dure. That Dandan Konsum Chikonil don't the Chujikota to Endam Chikore, Sanje, Tartoka Sanje, Taton, Tambe Sanje, Momate, Chukore. Zukuni the Konsum Chukore, Durze Tanan Latin de Tene Hervasamre.
So then, in relation to the three kayas, one has to distinguish the kayas which are relative and that which is ultimate. So the ultimate kaya is the Dharmakaya, which is the sphere of experience of the Buddhas. So it is the level of complete perfection, the ultimate level of a Buddha. And the other two kayas, namely Sambhogakaya and Nimanakaya, are relative appear in relation to the... They appear as pure appearances to the disciples.
Karasana Durza Namje Sanje Chujukote Jartuya Yomare Tonya Yomare Tene Sanje Jardu Zuko Zuk Jukon Jarte Tene Sanje Jarve Lojibore.
Oh Sanje Zukjiku Jarna Tene
Tene Sanje Zuk Jukot and Jargre Mato Sanje Moma Chukore Chukon Jartu Mare.
Oh, yes.
Chukobon Hiji Joyo Mare.
zog mare, yarto mare.
Olasa.
Tene dorza simji namje jaya te zogu ninja mare.
Olasa.
Lua.
Vale. So the real Buddha is then the Dharmakaya, but it's not possible for the disciples to encounter that directly or see it. The Dharmakaya has no form, so it can't be seen. So what is seen or encountered by the disciples are the two form kayas.
Sanje la kunzob da tuenda ni se guba yendo chu tamje la kunzob da tuenda ni se guba re.
In this way then we could see how in the Buddhist tradition one can speak both about a real Buddha and a relative Buddha, or you say the ultimate Buddha and the relative Buddha, just as one can talk about a phenomena as having a relative aspect and an ultimate aspect.
Tenen korwa layam kunzob jeng korwa dan tundan jeng korwa ni yare. Kunzob jeng korwa te pakya ka wanga nawe, pakya ka wanga nawe, ni nang turba jeng korwa te kunzob jeng korwa re. Tundan jeng korwa te, tenen korwa te zungze ni su nana yang, zungze ni lindepe waisar ji ying de, tundan jeng korwa re. Tundan pe korwa.
So one can also speak of a relative samsara and ultimate samsara. So relative samsara is that dualistic delusion, dualistic deluded appearance of things as being perceived and perceiver and existing in that form. So this deluded idea based on the habitual tendencies is relative samsara. And the clear light nature, which is free of the appearance of perceived and perceiver duality, is ultimate samsara.
Tena kunzob jung korva den trobare kunzob korva trunang tamche se de tena tandan jung korva de ngundi jubare.
So this relative samsara is a delusion, and through eliminating the entire dualistic delusion, then one comes directly into the realization of the ultimate samsara. So this relative samsara is the way it appears, and the ultimate samsara is the way it is.
Tene nyerva la nyerva chaksak sagye te yanda tongje umi se nyerva yang ninang gan thunang ga donga no wa te kenzop je nyerva re tanda je nyerva te tene tanda ninang ga ninang thrup donga len de pe wo sar ji ying de tanda je nyerva li ga re
so for
tanda je nyerva.
So, for example, to look at one section of samsara, namely the hell realms, the relative hell realms consists in the sufferings experienced there in terms of the dualistic appearance of perceived and perceiver in relation to those sufferings. And the ultimate hell realms are the that which that clear light nature of the mind which which transcends the deluded dualistic appearances.
De yendo tene marek pala yang kunzob je marek pata tenda je marek ni jare kunzob je marek pate te khona ni ton ta ba den ba ma to pe mungba te kunzob je marek pare ton ta ba marek pate zungzeng ni lende be yehi te ton ta ba marek pal ya kare sana zungzeng ni lende be yehi te marek pa yim be jum sen kare sana tene yor ka ya re ga ma yor zungzeng ni nang ge yor ka ya re ga ma re tene mu ten dan je marek pa re ten dan.
Someone could also distinguish a relative ignorance and ultimate ignorance. The relative ignorance being the stupidity arising through the delusion of there being dualistic appearance truly existing, and ultimate ignorance consisting in the original knowledge free of dualistic appearance. And this original knowledge is referred to as ultimate ignorance because it doesn't have any object. So it's not, the Tibetan word for ignorance has to do with not contacting, not coming into contact. So this original knowledge does not come into contact with any object. It does not have an object of its knowledge, and therefore is ultimate ignorance.
What is the difference then between ultimate samsara and nirvana?
Tene dindam chi korwa dang ngang de ji chepa karare.
Tundang jen korwa dang tundang jen nyane rangin nyane chikwa yungare.
So the ultimate samsara and natural nirvana are the same.
Te tani tak so jure.
Natural nirvana, yes. Then wrong shinji.
Rangin nyande tang tundang jen korwa, tung tapen korwa chikwa yungare.
Ore.
Korwa te kunzop jen korwa den trunang re yomare, ne luk te tung tapen korwa yore se. Te wesar ji yingare. Sem ji zungzi ni ji tongpa sem ji ne luk wesar ji yingde.
So, ultimate samsara and natural nirvana are the same in the sense that ultimate samsara means that clear light expands empty of dualistic appearance. And this is identical with natural nirvana.
Then taking the control, layang, kunzub jo control, tan to endan jo control ni yar. Kunzub jo control te, kasal te te sem trupa namba jindare. Then trupa re, control rang ne lo voisar te la to endan jo control si.
So one can also distinguish a relative anger and ultimate anger. So relative anger consists in the outward turned aspect of mind in its confused aspect, generating anger with respect to a supposed outer appearance. And then the nature of that anger itself is the ultimate. The nature of that anger being the kontroji ne lukte. So the nature of that anger itself is ultimate anger. So the nature of the anger then is what? It is the clear light. It is what is sometimes referred to as primordial wisdom or original knowledge. And to this clear light, primordial nature, the name ultimate anger is being applied, since it is the nature it's the nature of that relative anger being referred to.
Te yin do dalayan kunzob je da ta tan tan je da ni re kunzob je da te phongpo nga da de tro pa de re phongpo nga da de ma do pa re ti se na kunzob je da da den bar ma do pa re kunzob je da de da de ma do pa re kunzob je da tro na phongpo nga da de tro go re tan tan je da de sem je ne lok de ni sa tong yin mi de tan dam je da re Karerasana sang jeba kapso, then the loban tripitrama, say, Rode, say the same genelo voice, or take chukol on the jubilee.
They didn't dumb jidari.
Rare to dumb jidari. Julama le tambadas.
So one can also distinguish between a relative self and ultimate self. The relative self being that which is associated with the five aggregates, the five constituents of our personality, and which is an imagined self entity. It is a concept of a self as being, as existing in relation to these five aggregates. Which in fact does not have that existence which is being conceptualized there. So this relative self is a delusion, whereas the ultimate self is the direct manifestation of the Dharmakaya, which is free of all forms of delusions associated with dualism. So this ultimate emptiness of delusion is the Dharmakaya, which is the ultimate self, or as it is referred to in the Julama, the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra, or highest continuity, it is the real self.
Then Julama le dada dami trupata never have a tamba dari. Same genelo yingri yin me te tela daga tripa tang, daga tripa da da me, but tripa len debe senna, tampa dari sumari. Tampa da sumari, yang da guda, tampa da yang da guda. Da da dami tripa ta, never give it tampa da.
The lines from the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra say, when there are no longer neither the delusion of self nor the delusion of non-self, this is when the delusion of self and the delusion of non-self both have been completely pacified, this is the real self.
Ye capso tambat da yore, lange capso tambat da getama jam on the tente, devi capso chukung on the jury.
So, if there weren't this ultimate self, then there would be the fault of the chunde chukula chuku yomari.
Meme tambat da mina chuku may be chung yore.
Or chuku may be chung.
Really? Carison sang jing in the gograva. Sanji chujuko. Mondo Jordu, San Jeba Pudadi Gogrova, De Tambadare.
Oh, Sanji Papa de comes up.
Mamma, San Jayundu, San Jayagi Yiji Gogrova.
Oh, she Gogre,
Carasan Jeba. De Tambadate, low interpreter Tramas, de Tinichugo Mondjore.
Oh, that's
Rava.
So, if there were no ultimate self, then there also would be no. Dharmakaya, which could be actualized, because in the accomplishment of Buddhahood, there has to be a base of something accomplishing Buddhahood, or something being accomplished. And in this case, at the time of the base, the level of the base, that is to say, when the path has not been accomplished yet, this ultimate self is there within the base, and through purifying that base by way of the path, then at the attainment of the fruition, then that base then is directly manifest. So that the base here then is the is what is being referred to as the ultimate self, which then at the time of achieving Buddhahood manifests as the Dharmakaya.
Then dancing in my ear, dancing in my ear to dad madabre, tanda pumpunga dad madabre. Dancing in my ear dad madabre, dancing in my ear pumpunga imbecena, da mebate pumpunga dad madabre. Dancing in my ear and making your pumpunga dad madabre. Tamba date, dada da, dada dami je, daga tripa da da mebe tripa lindebe, same genelo imbecena.
So then one could ask whether this is not in contradiction with the teachings one otherwise hears in connection with Buddhism about there being no self. And in fact, it is not in contradiction with those teachings, because the teachings related to non-self have to do with the lack of any self-entity in existing in connection with the five aggregates. So one has this ego clinging, which uses as its object of focus the five aggregates of personality, and in connection with this focal object of the five aggregates, there is no self existing. So that is what is meant by non-self. So that's the explanation of what is meant by non-self as those teachings are given, namely the that which serves as the remedy for the ego attachment using the five skandhas as its focal object, and which has there being no self-entity in connection with these, then this is what is meant by non-self. Then what is meant by the ultimate self refers to both of the mental fabrications. The mental fabrication of a self on the one hand, or the mental fabrication of the idea non-self on the other. So the actual self, or the ultimate self, is free of these concepts of self and non-self.
Yang tapada de ninang trupe debre. Ninang trupe tamje sepa capso, yang tapada on the judu, te chuko on the jubare.
So then, this real self is obscured by the veils of our deluded understanding of a dualistic appearance. And through eliminating the this dualistic delusion, then the real self manifests as the Dharmakaya.
Tene ngake sangake lola semje nelok tela tene semje dorje yings kire semje dorje dorje seje te dorje te hik matok puten dare hikya me banjurya me puten dare semje nelok.
So in the Vajrayana teachings, then there is a term used expressing the nature of the mind, where it is called the Vajra of mind, or the adamantine mind. And this symbol is used to indicate the indestructibility of the nature of the mind. The clarity and emptiness inseparable, which is the nature of the mind, cannot be broken down, it cannot be destroyed. And this indestructibility of the clarity and emptiness is called the Vajra of mind. If we then look at this Vajra of mind at its three different stages of the base, the path, and the fruition, at the time of the base, that is to say when the mind has not yet been refined through the path, clarity and emptiness inseparable, which is the nature of the mind, is completely unchanged, completely unaffected by the disturbed emotional states or by any suffering. So the clarity and emptiness inseparable is unchanged, unaltered by anything that occurs during the stage of the base, whether it be disturbed states of mind or suffering. Then also this nature is not changed by what is achieved on the path, and at the stage of Buddhahood also it remains completely as it was. So this nature of the mind which never alters is then called the Vajra of mind. So in this text, the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra, there are 10 classifications presented in which this subject of the unchangeability of the mind, whether at the level of the base, at the time of the path, or at the time of the fruition, is presented. In that way, the subject matter is explained in great detail and using a great many illustrations. Never changing nature of mind as it is presented in the Mahayana Uttara Tantra Shastra is then in the Vajrayana tradition referred to as Vajra of mind. So in the Mahamudra tradition, then this is referred to as the inseparability of the base and the fruition. So since the nature of mind itself remains unchanged, whether at the time of the base or at the time of the fruition, then it is, this term is applied, the nature of mind which is, in which the base and fruition are, in which the base and the fruition are inseparable.
Pena namkha la tenje dripatang kaptang tenje madre panila tenje dripata madre pachani cheba yone yang namkha ranga movichani cheba yomare tenje dripa namkha tang madre panamka nila jura yomare tena yi cheba.
So this can be illustrated through the example of a sky which at one point might be overclouded and another point not overclouded, free of clouds. And from the point of view of the clouds, then there's a difference. But from the point of view of the essence of space itself, this is unchanged, whether at the time of there being clouds or not being clouds. And this example is used in the text distinguishing the nature of phenomena as an example of the transformation. So in what sense does one talk about a transformation so this transformation, this transformation in which all dualistic delusion is eliminated and Dharmakaya manifests directly is illustrated through this example of the sky becoming clear of clouds.
Dwanda tan dor dona, dwanda dona, semje ne lok satong yemi je ngo la, jura yo mare. Semje ne lok satong yemi de, lo won trupa dhamma tam je sepa kaps de sangye pare.
So,
lo won trupa dhamma sepa semje ne lok vaisar ngon do chudu sangye pare.
So then, within the essence of the clear light nature of mind itself, there is no dualistic delusion. Nevertheless, at the time of eliminating the temporary dualistic delusion, nature of mind as the Dharmakaya manifests directly.
If the cause level was perceived from a non-dualistic view, would it be cause?
Then a rakpesal rakpesa di ninangi trupa dang sena. Dangdralna, tene rakpa yorbe.
Ninang trupa sena, tene?
Tene rakpa sa de
rakpa rena.
Sosu che o kapsu, te rakpa tru ninang re. Tene ninang di...
Ninang sena?
Ninang sena, tene sosu che o... Kapsu
rakpa chewe rakpa nama sa se gamare rakpa nama rawa
rakpa nama
ni nang thaba se na teni so se kapsu so se chewe kapsu ye ni nang thaba te yo mare
kozo re
sang ge pa kapsu ni nang thaba pa kya da che pa se bare teni rak sem chin ji kapsu ye ni nang thaba te yo mare se bare.
Your question is not quite clear. What exactly you mean?
You mentioned earlier about consciousness even from coarse, rather than the higher level of the subtle.
Yes.
Buddha perceives a subtle delusion rather than coarse delusion.
Right.
If the non-dualistic mind was perceiving the coarse and the subtle, would there be such a definition as coarse and subtle?
Oh, I think I see what you mean, yeah.
So,
yes. Okay, tene nunme shepa pardu. Soso cheu kapso ninang rakpare.
Ninang rakpare, right.
Tene sanju, pape sanju simpe kapso ninang tawari.
Right.
Tene ninang tsepe kapso rakpadam trawe nam tok yorebe.
Rakpadam trawe ninang yomare. Sanje la rakpadam trawe ninang mayare. Rangwe le ninang tani mayare.
Yes, a mind which is really completely free of the deluded appearance would not have this concept of a coarse level and a subtle.
Ninang trupa mayare ninang kota. Kotan hien kam jen nama yo par hien pari te kien jilu. Hien kam jen nama. Ranang nampar tak pi hien kam jen nama.
So what it is that does appear to a mind which has completely eliminated dualistic appearance along with its habitual tendencies, namely at the level of Buddhahood itself, what appears are pure appearances such as the yidam mandalas and so on.
Pure
and these appearances, what is being referred to as self-appearing pure appearance or the appearance of pure domains is the opposite of dualistic appearance. It is empty of dualistic appearance.
Pena nintok nimbo sar gomba kapso, then ni kopa kapso voisar sena, ninang yo marina yang, voisar genawa, voisar genawa am yam yung yamare.
So, for example, if one is able to do the practice in which one, in which deep sleep is changed into clear light, then even though there is an appearance of clear light in that experience, it is not a dualistic appearance.
Chirtang nama la penamalam rawa yena ngo ma hipa kapso kapji ninang tang ngo hipa kapso yang ninang yore te ninang ten rawa yore ngo ma hipa kapji ninang te turpare.
In general then, in speaking about appearance, what is being referred to as dualistic appearance could be compared with the type of appearances one experiences during a dream when one does not recognize that it is a dream. And this in turn can be compared to the coarse level of deluded appearance related to ordinary beings. Whereas there's a difference between the deluded appearance in a dream when one does not recognize it's a dream and when one does recognize that one is dreaming. This second case of there being a type of dualistic appearance in the sense that something is being experienced as a dream. So there is a type of dualistic experience, or dualistic appearance, there is a dream appearance, And yet, if one at the same time recognizes that one is dreaming, then this experience will be different than the one in which one did not recognize it. And the second case of having the dualistic appearances of the dream and at the same time knowing that it is a dream is compared to the subtle level of dualistic, the subtle level of deluded appearance as experienced by realized bodhisattvas.
Oh, then. Yeah. John.
Is transformation the same as fruition? Okay, could you remind me what it was, the sequence was, which culminates with transformation?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll try. We'll try to get that out. Get that out on the screen again. So, Mishila, Shilam Dre. Drew Sumyore.
Yilande Sumre.
Tine Nijurji Yewa Young Rimpa Yore. Rimpa Kashe Yore. Yinong ko Rimpa di Jesu. Tine So your last question was what?
Is really possible just to the distinction between transformation and fruition.
Oh, I see, yeah.
I can't see a difference, but the way yeah.
Okay.
Came out, it
seems
to be different.
Okay. Tene kandri nidrawa,
eh? Oh, yeah.
Tampo, shilam drevu sumdang nejuji rimpa kashi yore, de dang drelwa yore be. Tene nejur dang drew kakarebe chipare kashe tardu nejur dang drew tets kakare samidu.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yelan de som yam bakaps ye ne lok de ye semjin ne lok de rangin namda kuchukare. Mobile trauma yo mare, nenjor goya yo mare. Ye nail okay. Ye same gene, I'm just same gene, low yingle yin me de. Mobile trauma yo mare, run ye namda gusanje, run ye namda gusugare. Mobile trauma mebesena, nenjor ya yo mare. Ye nail, oh yeah.
So then, if we start by with the base, defining the nature. Of the mind as it is present in the base, or the base nature of mind, you could say the basis nature of mind, or basic nature of mind, refers to that clear light nature of the mind, which in its own essence is without any stain, is primordially free of stain, and therefore does not require any transformation. It is already the naturally completely pure nature. And this is what exists, this is what is found at the level of the base.
Tene lam tang devu kapso, lanje kapso nenjor ne rembe njur gore ne njur bate rembe ne njur kapso lam re penam phak pa sa tang bo to du number ma do bi hi ngon do jo bare ne njur go so bare tene rembe sap jo rembe do te rembe ne njur go gore tor pa se go gore dev kapso sang ge bare ne njur tar sin bare
mone
chuko to pa kapso
tene te dre gore
re re ne njur tar to pa kapso dev ngon do jo.
So then, in referring to the path, then one on the path undergoes the transformation in the sense of eliminating the delusions or misunderstandings, or however. So in eliminating the dualistic delusion, there are various stages of elimination of that. So the accomplishment of the first bodhisattva level on the path is referred to as the beginning of the transformation, the initial stage of the transformation. And then this is refined up through the bodhisattva levels until it reaches complete perfection in the level of Buddhahood, which then is the direct manifestation of the fruition. So in this in the Tibetan term transformation, there are two words, ne and jur, and the ne part of it refers to ground, and the ground refers to the nature of mind itself, that which is the also the very being or the very nature of phenomena, and that clear light nature then is the ground, and the other word is jur. The other word in this Tibetan word transformation is jur, which means change, and the change. What is meant by change here, or the actual word for transformation in English, is that the as long as the dualistic delusion has not been eliminated, then the base of the nature of the mind is obscured, and through the gradual elimination of this delusion, then the non-dual clear light nature manifests directly. And at the time of that direct manifestation, then one can speak of the transformation being completed. So then, as this is explained in this text distinguishing the nature of phenomena, the final perfection of the transformation is equivalent to the achievement of Buddhahood itself. And having achieved, and what is achieved in achieving Buddhahood is the complete elimination of delusion. So having eliminated all delusion, and in this way the Dharmakaya manifests directly, associated with the Dharmakaya are then all of the inconceivable qualities of Buddhahood. So in the text distinguishing the nature of phenomena, there are 10 points describing this transformation, namely its essence, the materials that are transformed, the what sort of individuals undergo the transformation, and so on. There are 10 points in all.
Which is the quickest way to realize this?
Tokpa la tap nyurshu karere.
Nyurshu e. Ne lok tokpa tap nyurshu e.
Right.
Tap nyurshu te karese na. Tap nyurshu saje jimbo gongre.
Saje jimbo.
Mahamudra.
The quickest method is the Mahamudra meditation.
Yeah.
Can it? Earlier, Rinpoche said that the ultimate samsara was synonymous with the natural nirvana.
Yes.
What do you distinguish natural nirvana to some other form of nirvana?
Ah, yes.
Natural nirvana.
Lobo Tadaji Nyande Nyere Rangyinji Nyande, the same thing, Tamji, the same thing, Nelok, Satong Yin Mila, Mola Tama Yomare, Tama Mabet Donga Yomare, Nyangi Yomare, Rangyinji Nyande, Inaya Lobo Trooper Tama Yere, Lobo Trooper Tama Sedu, Lobo Tadaji Nyande, Sinyande Nigere, Rangyinja Namdag Nyande, Lobo Tadaji Nyande Nyere.
So one distinguishes between two types of nirvana, a natural nirvana and a nirvana which has been freed of the adventitious stains or the temporary stains. So the natural nirvana is that clarity and emptiness inseparable, which is the nature of the mind and in whose essence there is no stain. So there is within that essence of the mind no suffering, no misery, difficulty of any kind. However, at the stage of being sentient beings, there are temporary stains obscuring this basic nature. Taken from the opposite point of view, then when one has eliminated these temporary stains, then one can speak about that nirvana which has been freed of the temporary stains. So it is, as it were, two different stages referring to nirvana.
Lobo Tadaji Nyande de Sella Seni Ya, Ya, Yerova, Sergi Yam Tama Yere, De Sipatan Dabore.
Oh, that's all.
Then the Chininam de la Pitching Yande, the Nanger de Pitching, Sergi Yadiawa Yang Sumbari. Then Chinam Kachadai. Oh, yeah.
In order to clarify the meaning of this, the example is given in the this text distinguishing the nature of phenomena about the relationship between tarnish and pure gold. So one can have, for example, a figure wrought in pure gold. So within that gold there is no dross or no impurity. However, on the outside of it could come tarnish, which then can be polished away. So this is the way in which the text distinguishing the nature of phenomena distinguishes these stages. Which are not really stages, they're just different, two different ways of looking at it.
This and then don't tamben koba te ninang ninang turpe ninang turpe wanga donga nyuwa te kunzob jeng koba re. Ninang turpe wanga donga nyuwa te Tunang re madungine yomare, Malam Dawore, Ninang Trupe Dongale, Depe same genelo voicerte, the net and am Jinkova Ligare. Don't abang Kova la Dunga yomare, Ranginam that.
So then, to relate it back to the term ultimate samsara, then first one has to look at the term relative samsara, and what is meant by that is that the mind. In being under the influence of a dualistic appearance, experiences various sufferings and misery. Even though those miseries, those sufferings experienced are mere projections, they are a mere deluded appearance within the mind, having no existence within itself or of itself, but exists as a mere appearance, just like the appearances in a dream. So this appearance of the deluded suffering like a dream is what is referred to as relative samsara. And then ultimate samsara then refers to the complete elimination of all of that delusion, in which case no suffering manifests whatsoever. So then, in eliminating this delusion of dualistic appearance, then the clear light nature of the mind, empty of dualism, manifests directly, and this is what is meant by transformation. And because ordinary sentient beings, the minds of ordinary sentient beings are obscured by the deluded dualistic appearance, they are not able to rest in the ultimate samsara. So they are deluded in the relative samsara by the dualistic appearance, and therefore are not able to rest in ultimate samsara.
Then you now turpan korva de se de korva nelo satonga ngan le ne yona then to dan din korva ngan le ne ba.
So in this elimination of deluded dualistic appearance, in which one then rests in the depths of the clear light nature, is what is being referred to as resting in ultimate samsara.
Yeah.
It's a little tight. I came across that where the only way a world or a universe can enlighten itself is one that is in love with itself. And the present state of what appears as the world seems to me to be rather unlovable. Is non-duality the way, you know, focusing more on non-duality rather than the fact that this should be loved, which is the priority?
I see.
In such a case as that. You know?
I think I understand, yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Because it's necessary for the love to be there, you know? That's what I'm trying to say.
Tini sabadang sewa dang nime ji tongpa tap ni yore. Tini tap ni nang ne, tap ni di nang ne kare yakshore. Sewa inji minji gogere, yinang kare yakshore.
Ore. Jikti ng kangar chenpo yoyepa kapso, tini nyingi gomna.
Hmm. So, in being confronted with worlds which are having problems, then in relation to those, compassion arises, and when compassion arises in connection with the problems of the world, then this is compassion having great power. So there are various ways of approaching this, whether by the path of compassion arriving at emptiness, or through emptiness arriving at compassion. So there are some people for whom the emptiness is very easy to relate to, and for them it's more suitable to achieve the emptiness first, and then based on that the compassion will arise. And for others it's the compassion which is more accessible, and for them it's more effective to meditate on compassion first and based on that to understand the emptiness. So it depends. So, for example, if one first realizes the emptiness, then in seeing the beings who are still suffering due to their own deluded projections, which have no reality and yet they are suffering, then great compassion arises.
And
similarly, vice versa, if one starts by directly realizing the compassion first, then in seeing that the sufferings of beings arise due to their attachment to a personal self and to a self-entity for phenomena, then through realizing this compassion, which sees that their suffering is due to their not understanding the emptiness of the two forms of self-ego, of self-entity, then in realizing the compassion, one will be able to arrive at the understanding of emptiness. So in the teachings of the Mahayana, then both compassion and the knowledge realizing the emptiness are of extreme importance in order to be able to accomplish Buddhahood. And both of these, the compassion as well as the knowledge, are present within the minds of sentient beings as seeds within their Buddha nature. So these are capacities of the Buddha nature, which are present in all beings, and are able to be developed. Because they're there, it's possible to engender them or to give rise to them, or to actualize them, would be a better way to say it. Because they're present as seeds within the Buddha nature of the mind, it's possible to activate these seeds. And not only that, but it's possible to